Our farm is called Sun Blossom Orchards. My wife and I own it in partnership. We grow only tart and sweet cherries. We have about 44 acres of cherries. This Grand Traverse region grows a little under 50% of the nation's tart cherries. But my favorite time on the farm is bloom time. When the cherries are in bloom, on a kind of a quiet day, you can hear the bees will be humming. We rent a lot of honeybees. And you have the combination of the sound of the bees, the aroma coming from the orchard. It's really, really wonderful smell. And the visual. Cherries are just a big ball of white. And you can look out across the hill and see the neighbors' orchards in bloom. That, to me, is just pretty spectacular. But there's a few things that I'm seeing trending in the climate. In 2002, we had an event with some record heat in April. We advanced the buds beyond where they should have been. And then we got a wind. I went out to check some buds. If they're frozen, they'll turn brown. And I see them just kind of an early browning stage. I cannot find a good cherry. When it was all said and done, we harvested 1 million pounds of cherries in Northwest Michigan, where our previous five-year average was 145 million. So it was 0.6% of a crop harvested. We thought that would be the only time we'll see that in our lifetime. Now, be darned if in 2012, we didn't have even earlier warm-up. The sweet cherries came into bloom by March 26th, March. We were 5.5 weeks ahead of normal. And so we once again ended up with basically no crop that year either. So we've had two once-in-a-lifetime events, those 100-year events twice in our lifetime. I'm just a farmer in my little corner of the world, but you don't have to be a scientist if you're in this business to see what's happening. It's impacting our income, our livelihood potential, but even more so, it's going to impact the potential for the next generations. We've got three kids. We'd love to see one of those kids come back to the farm. And I try to stay so optimistic. I've seen what we've been able to do through good science, good research. I'm hoping that there is still a cherry industry up here. And I even more hope that this land is still producing food. The world could live without cherries, but we can't live without food.